have a very busy session today. You might want to think of this special clinic as the marketing experiment's version of what my scientist team have affectionately called Optimization Idol. I don't mean to knock off the popular television show. However, what's happening is very similar in the sense that we're going to work with the audience to select a winner, and in the process we're going to optimize some very relevant landing pages that will help all of us go back and achieve higher conversion rates. For the contest itself, we requested information about landing pages, primary channels, and ideal prospects. This came from you. And from an overwhelming response, we selected 10 landing pages. The 5 pages that gave us the most thorough background information and spanned the widest range of B2C marketing will be featured in this clinic. We have another one coming up, just B2B. We also selected 5 other quality or additional pages to be reviewed by analysts and by you on our blog, and we'll tell you how to participate and review those pages on our blog before we're done. Our detailed analysis of the top 5 landing pages will actually end with an audience poll, much like... For those of you that don't know what's happening, our lecture mode keeps automatically popping off, at which point we hear much background noise. If it remains on, we'll be fine. If not, it will be a duel between me and a very large audience from around the world. So far, so good. Go back into the presentation. So here's what's interesting. Your pages are going to be analyzed during this call, but at the end, we're going to have the audience vote for their favorite page, and the winner is going to get a detailed, much more in-depth analysis, and it's pretty significant in terms of what we're going to be giving them and helping them with their business. We'll tell you more about the grand prize later. Also, and I think this is very important, 5 attendees from this clinic who contribute the most incisive and actionable commentary on the pages we review together will also receive awards. So we're going to begin here with this whole thing in just a moment, but I just want to kind of go over the details one more time with you. This is different than our regular clinic where we're announcing the findings from our latest research. There's a bit of a contest going on today. And the key is that we're going to take 5 pages, review them. We're going to get your commentary also and study it. And at the end of today's session, we're going to determine a winner. That is the page that the audience selects as their favorite, and we're going to use that page and that winner to provide a special award and give them a detailed optimization package, which we'll tell you more about in just a bit. Also, those of you who give me the best commentary during this review process and help us the most, the top 5 of you will also receive awards related to what we're doing today. Now, keeping that in mind, I want to take you back to the conversion sequence. This is a new time for you to be involved with marketing experiments. You may not have seen this before. If not, go to the website, and you can see and read about the conversion sequence. There's about $10 million worth of research you can access there for free. I'm pointing it out to you now because it will guide our comments and thoughts. We'll be looking at the motivation sets, at the clarity of the value proposition, at the incentive factors and friction factors, and, of course, at anxiety as we critique the pages that are in front of us. Now, this next slide that I'm going to give you will show your judges, and I have to say that the journal editors kept me from seeing this slide when I reviewed the deck prior to today. They only gave me comments on the pages, and now they have gone forward to do an amazing job with Photoshop, and if you've seen American Idol, apparently they've knocked off the American Idol show yet again, and I'm probably in for multiple lawsuits. I think the person on the right is Randy, and they're making fun of a word I use here quite a bit. It's a heuristic thing, and they're making fun of Jimmy and Aaron taking common statements. You may hear some of these guys. At any rate, Jimmy is Paula Abdul. And we've always known there was a strong connection between Jimmy and Paula. And we're supposed to be a serious science laboratory, but apparently the children have been playing again. So let's go forward. And let me point out that, again, we're going to be rewarding prizes based on your own commentary. And first, we need to do some work here and get a little bit of background on the audience. I have some questions that I want to share with you that will help us as we're determining the final results. So we want to ask you, what is the size of your organization? And this is just a poll. We won't know who you are. And you can use the polling feature on your GoToMeeting system. The poll is now open, and you may select the answer. And as soon as we have a high enough response rate, we will move on to the next question. In fact, I think from this we will swiftly move forward to the first page that we're going to study together. All right, 34% of the audience has voted. Go ahead, keep voting. We need a higher percentage. Doing very well. All right, we're going to close the poll, and we're going to move to the first page. Now, I want to help you listen to today and participate in such ways to get the greatest personal gain. And to do that, I'm going to make some suggestions for you. First of all, I would suggest that you, while you get a briefing from us, I'd have a pad and paper ready, and I'd be looking for anything that any one of the members here from the scientist team says that represents more than a specific, but is actually a transferable principle that you can apply to your own optimization efforts. I will attempt to point out some of these, but for the most part, what we're trying to do is help those people who have submitted their pages while at the same time gleaning information that's relevant to our own needs. And there's no better way to learn than to actually see the marketing experiment's heuristics being applied to given landing pages. So we're going to look at a page together with two goals in mind, to help the person who submitted it and also to learn something transferable for our own pages. With that in mind, let's go to the first case study. It is Enterprise Rent-A-Car. They are a company who submitted their information, and they were selected in part because of the detailed background they provided so that we could do a good job as we optimize. I see... Let me just make a note here. By the way, I'm now reading the comments to the photographs that came in from American Idol, and somebody said, I think it's a guy named, I'm gonna use your name, Rick McDonald, says, nice mullet, Jimmy.
it takes a girl time to fix her hair. I'm insulted by that.
Jimmy's big for mullets, all right? So on we go. I have Enterprise Rent-A-Car submitted by Sarah. And the primary channel is email, and they're looking for potential car buyers with this page. So with that in mind, let's go forward to the page, and I want the audience to take a look at it. And now we want to get your comments on this page. So look at the page, see if you can determine the objective. Think about the conversion sequence. Think about the motivation of the users. Coming out of email, and then move forward to the clarity of the value proposition, the incentives, the friction, the anxiety. Use the Q&A feature to give us your comments. I'm watching to see how you would improve this page. Tell us. Too wordy, makes it confusing, says Shauna. Yikes, I don't want to buy Red Hots, says Scott. Too much text, says someone else here. And let me just get this down faster. They're coming in very fast. I don't know where to start, someone says. I'll pull the names over closer, John. Do that for me, would you please? There's somebody coming in, I can't. Great value is real big. Too wordy, says someone else. Boris says, more focus on the benefits. No headline, says Randall, or it's not present or it's not clear. Too wordy, says Ken. Where is the title, says Christian. Way too busy, says Greg. Looks like I sell only. Said someone else as they come in. Keep your comments coming. We're watching these comments. Use less images. Call to action isn't big enough. All right? While they're giving their comments, and because I'm watching our time in order to cover as many pages as possible, I want to turn this over and get initial comments from Jimmy and Aaron. Gentlemen, just feel free to talk together back and forth and talk to us about how to improve results on this page.
I think sure. Paige looks perfect and great because that's the way Paula feels. I mean, Paula feels everything. So I just, it looks beautiful, and I would buy from this page because it's pretty graphic. Aaron?
All right.
So
go ahead, Aaron.
The first thing I noticed on the email is that you're, and we are looking at the email here, is that you're using multiple calls to action to get a user to click. But if you actually sit down and read the copy, you get through the initial paragraph, and you're asking them to click by clicking on the banner, meaning there's no specific call to action that ties to that paragraph. Now, you are hyperlinking some of the text in there, but I don't understand that that is the call to action that gets me back to the site. Furthermore, once you've got through this top 50% of the email, the entire bottom section is all about legalese. It's all terms and conditions and reasons why you don't want me to come to your site and how I can unsubscribe and all this other information that's just totally putting me on edge and scaring me from clicking through on this email. If I do actually get to the email, and Flynn, I think if you get through or click forward on the slide, you'll see the landing page.
All right. We're taking you there. Just keep going.
I am immediately hit with a disconnect, and that's the message that
wait
I
for
just...
Wait for the page, Darren. Wait for the page.
Sure.
I don't see it on my screen at all.
All right. It's up. It's just catching out across the networks.
Okay.
There it is.
So this page immediately hits me. There's an immediate disconnect, and I don't know that this is even the right place that I just clicked through on, because my motivation in clicking through was I was thinking that I was about to find out the perfect pick from Enterprise and be able to receive $500 plus the best offer, and I'm immediately hit with this flashy graphic that doesn't connect with what I'm saying, plus this gentleman down below who's got his arms up in the air, and it looks like it's actually a video that you want me to watch. So it doesn't immediately connect with the messaging that I just clicked through on. Jimmy, do you want to add anything?
Let's go back again to the email again. I'll make some points, and we'll come back to this page because there's going to be quite a bit of back and forth so you can see some of the details of why there's kind of a disconnect in what we're talking about. So in terms of emails, you're going to hear this from us over and over and over again, which is the objective of your email in almost every instance is just to get a click. And the simplest, clearest thing or way that you can communicate your offer just to get a click and not to overwhelm them with options and different stuff is typically the most effective way to get a higher click-through rate and get them to your offer. When I get to this one, Aaron already pointed out the multiple calls to action. Then you have like the banner-esque image that you don't really realize it's that clickable until you see
it looks like a third-party ad. I don't even realize that that's an ad tied to this specific message.
Yep. And then on the right-hand side, there's a different one that says find your vehicle. And I took more time actually looking at this page before we got it just because I really wanted to figure out, you know, get to some of the details that most people might miss. So if you're looking at this and you decided to click through, you see red hot, year-end used auto sales event. So I'm kind of expecting that. Then we'll give you your blue book trade-in value on your vehicle plus $500. If you click on that, you're going to want to see something that references year-end used auto sales event and a blue book special deal that they're offering where they're going to give you blue books plus $500. If I don't see that on my landing page, you just lost me. So now let's go back. And I see the red hot. Even though I don't like red hot, there's no value to red hot. I mean, what does red hot mean? If they said we're going to save you 30% off of blue book, then that would maybe communicate red hot. But like I said, there's no value. So let's go to the actual landing page. I'm looking for something that's similar to this. So this is perfect picks. Nowhere on the previous page did you see perfect picks used car inventory. It wasn't even a used car inventory clearance. It was like a used auto sale with their hot deals and the blue book offer. So I see no blue book. I see no $500 offer. And instead of learning more about it, it's a form. So it says learn more. I go here to learn more, and I get to this page that has a video that auto starts. If you actually go to it, or I guess you guys don't have the actual link, but the guy just goes into the perfect pick stuff, says nothing about this hot deals clearance inventory that they're getting rid of in the $500 special. You don't get it until until way late in the video, and then there's no content on the page that says the same thing.
And on the form that Jimmy just pointed out, it says, send us your information, and the next available representative will contact you. Well, why do you need all this information? In order to contact me, you shouldn't only need but a name, an email, maybe a phone number. Why do you need my physical address? Why do you need all this other information, details about trade-in value and all that additional information? This is all stuff that enterprise should be asking for further along in the lead cycle. Collect the minimum amount of information on this page in order for a representative to get back with a customer, so name, email, name, phone number, and then collect the rest of the information as they progress. After you get onto that next page, tell us about your situation. Let us determine if there's cars available in your area. Give them a reason for giving your address or giving their address to you. Tell them how you can help them further by giving over that personal information.
My guess on this, by looking at it and for a little while, is that they had this page already up, the page you're looking at, this lead capture form for this perfect picks, whether it's an email list or whatever, and then they had this special promo or special deal with the Blue Book. So they put together the email for the Blue Book and said, hey, let's send out this Blue Book email and we'll just send them to the perfect picks landing page because that one works with the perfect pick stuff, or maybe it's already set up or whatever, but it was definitely not designed specifically to capture leads from that email. And that's what you, for an email like this, especially with enterprise, people that would hopefully have some time and money and resources to put into doing dedicated landing pages for emails, that's the way you really need to do it. You can't have specific emails going to a generic page or generic emails going to a specific page. You got to match them up and make sure there's continuity in what you're doing. So those are the main things.
I almost think that they have a specific email going to the wrong specific landing page.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like there was a disconnect, and one email was going to a different offer and another email was supposed to go to this offer.
Now, I'm gonna break in here because I want to move to the next page. And the commentary from these analysts, and I think you know the background on these guys, but I have watched them. I saw Jimmy run an experiment about 3 or 4 months ago. That one experiment made the merchant $53 million, and it was just a research test, $53 million off that test. These guys are working in a laboratory running thousands of different pages and offers, and both internally that marketing experiments does all over the world, and then through research partnerships with companies like, the New York Times or others. So what I want to point out for you is that you're not getting an opinion, but as much as you're getting a heuristic that's been applied very closely to a situation based on a tremendous amount of research. So if you're in the audience, what I would ask you to do then is to listen to that last commentary, constantly looking for the transferable principle. Write it down. And I want to move on to another one so that we can work together. I think there's a lot I might say at this point, but I think I want to move on to the next submission and see if we can help artnet.com. Submitted by Boris. Primary channel is paid search. Their ideal prospect for this landing page is art lovers and art collectors. So from there, we're going to look at the actual ad itself. And we're going to ask some questions about that ad, and then we're going to see from the channel, from the ad, through to the landing page, and ask ourselves again, what can we do to improve it? I'm going to show you the ad. I'm going to give us about 1 minute, and then I'm going to show you the landing page, and then I'm going to let you comment on either. I'm talking about the audience. And then we'll get Jimmy and Aaron back with us. We're watching, monitoring. We read every single comment you suggest. What you're seeing now is the ad. Now, we'll come back to it if you're running out of time. I'm just trying to get as much packed into this time together as I possibly can to help you. And you should see, here we go, the landing page.
So, Flint, if you want to back up to the ad a second, I'll make a few quick comments on that, and then we can go on to the
Aaron, I just want to get the audience to give me feedback, all right?
Sure.
I want to hear what they think before they hear you, so I'm going back to the ad. Okay. And while you're looking at the ad, some of you don't see it yet, but we've made the move. It's just traveling around the world. I'd like to get your comments. No connection to art. Brian says it's generic information, don't know what kind of artwork. Dale says did not make adequate use of meta tags. Michael says poor value statement. Aaron says what kind of art. Yasmin said the ad is not eye-catching. Scott said no motivation to click. And Paul said I don't know if the ad is high quality or junk. And many, many more. Too short. Not enough pizzazz on the landing page. All right, from Diane. I want to stop there, move it over to Aaron, and let me hear your comments about the actual landing page, or and first of all, the ad. Go for it.
Well, let me start by making some comments on the ad, and then I think Jimmy will take a look at the landing page. My initial feedback on looking at this ad is it's well written. The problem, and you are matching up the keyword to the headline and within the body copy. So you're matching up the motivation of the person that searched within Google to the actual pay-per-click ad, but you're not doing a great job of telling me why I should want to click. It's just it's well written, but I don't see what you do better than any of your competitors, or even what you can offer me and why I should want to click through. I have joined our online auction marketplace to find and bid on desired artworks. Well, there's a number of other online art auction places that are currently advertising on Google. What makes you any different than any of those? Are you art only? Are you do you have more listings than anybody else? Can you quantify how many listings that you have for desired artwork right now online? Help give me some reasons of why I should want to click through. Can I get artwork for less money or a lower percentage of the book value? What is it that makes you different, and why should I want to click on your particular ad to get onto your landing page? And I think that's what I would start testing within your pay-per-click ad copy in order to get more visitors to your landing page.
Yeah, this ad looks to me like, let's say you had 1,000 very specific keywords that you were trying to get people to click on in terms of artwork, and you only had to write one ad to use for every single one of those keywords, this would be the ad. But the problem is that we see over and over again is that strategy absolutely does not work. The more specific you get with your keywords and your ads based on those keywords, and then the landing pages from those ads that you use for individual keywords, the better you're going to get. So, for example, those 1,000 keywords you have, you'd probably want close to 100 ad groups with 10 words in each one of those ads to do it. This is the most generic one I've seen. Now, it doesn't mean it doesn't perform, because if you test it and try it out and if you could get a lot of clicks or a lot of a good conversion rate, that's one thing. But in general, something very specific. Let's say it was Japanese artwork or 18th century Japanese artwork, just for the heck of it. Then you'd want an ad that says, old Japanese artwork. I don't know if this thing is a paid ad, but it says join our online auction. It sounds like I'm going to have to pay to participate in the auction, but the ad text would be specific to old or 18th century Japanese artwork and not just desired artwork. That means nothing. Desired artwork means nothing to me. Join our online marketplace. It sounds like I'm going to have to pay to actually just participate in an auction, which doesn't sound fun to me. So
absolutely, and you've got some pieces in your landing page, which we'll see on the next slide, that I think can be valuable. Your auctions that start under $500, or the number of actual auctions that you're running right now. I think you can use some of that stuff to improve your ad copy. Be as specific as possible. Help people understand what makes you different than somebody else. And certainly, you want to back it up on the landing page.
Let's go to the landing page now, because we've got quite a few more to go, gentlemen. We've got several more. So shoot at this one very fast, and let's move on to the next one.
So the first thing I see is that you're leading the page with ArtNet Online Auctions. And unless I'm familiar with who ArtNet is and what they do, that doesn't mean anything to me. You've just matched up the keyword that I've come through on, but you haven't given me a reason why I should want to buy from you, or why I should want to spend my time on you, or why I should, if I look to the bottom of the page, register with you. And I read further on into the copy, buy authentic works of modern and contemporary art in a secure marketplace, but any one of your competitors can make that very same statement. So I think you need to do a little soul searching and understand what makes ArtNet better or different than your competitors? What really makes ArtNet, what gives ArtNet its value proposition, or if you have a value proposition, and do a better job of communicating that value proposition on the landing page when somebody immediately lands on it, start communicating that value proposition.
I think once you have, you know, you figure out what makes you guys different and kind of work on how to communicate it, my another thing you're going to want to change is I'm pretty sure this is for, you know, it doesn't cost you anything, and they're saying register as a buyer or whatever, but all you'd have to do is do something like set up your free access or something like that that references free, and you're going to get a lot more people to actually sign up, and whether it's a buyer form or a buyer agreement, whatever it is, but if it's free, you can use that different language, and it just reduces anxiety and gets more people through. Right now I see register as a buyer and register button at the bottom of the page. If you just said, like, set up your free access to ArtNet and get access to over 16,237 auctions, some starting at just $500, then I'm going to be much more interested in actually signing up and going. The other thing I would do is put embed your or the registration form on this page. I don't know if there's multiple steps or a single page, but if it's a single quick form, I would actually embed it on this page so they can set up their username and password or whatever they want to do, just making it shorter, the process shorter, making it easier, referencing that's free, and hopefully getting more people signed up for your auctions.
Excellent. All right, so I want to move again. If you're in the audience, I'm not going to summarize because I want to get to as many pages as possible. As I do so, can I just get this feedback? Are we moving at the right pace? I want to go fast enough that we can get to more pages. I also want you to be able to learn enough that it's actually helping you. Is this working well for you in the audience? Are you learning? Is it valuable? I'm watching your feedback now real quickly. Excellent. All right, so let's move to the next page. A lot of you are think this is where we should be. So here we're moving to the Beer of the Month Club, C&H Clubs USA, submitted by Jason, and primary channel is email. And the ideal prospect is a former gift giver or receiver. And I want you to see the actual landing page, and I'm sorry, the email, and then we're going to show you the actual landing page. So this is the email, and I think we have the landing page, and I think I'm going to skip past all the commentary, gentlemen, and I'm going to go to this page with both of these side by side. Having done that, I'm going to stop for a moment and allow the audience 60 seconds to tell us how you would improve these pages. You can see on the left the email. You can see on the right the landing page.
Hey, Flint, this is, yes. The note was from, this is going to former customers that have already received or given a gift through their site?
Are you asking me that question, or are you telling
yes.
me?
Yes. I thought I saw that on the notes on two slides before this one.
That's correct, Jimmy.
And that is
okay.
Former gift givers and receivers.
All right. Yeah. Remember that, people, before spinning your commentary.
Jimmy's on to something if you're making commentary here. All right. Get rid of paragraphs, says Shauna. Inconsistent use of color ads, says Gareth. The options package should be more specific with less friction, says Amanda. There's too much text on the landing page, says Aaron. There's a disconnect with different layout and color, says Nina. A lot of you mentioned the colors. Someone says no grabby headline or value proposition up top that grabs the reader. That's Brian. And value proposition, what's my motivation to access John? Having brought in the audience's thoughts, let me please let Jimmy and Aaron go for it. Talk to us. Tell us how to fix these pages, doctors.
Well, so Paula started to get to it. And,
yes, Aaron. Stop it, Jimmy.
And Aaron, I believe, was the commentator that said there's too much text on the email. But the problem that I have with the email is that it's not focused enough into a specific need. You're trying to re-engage customers that have been to your site before, and yet what this email is doing is it's offering links and text links and information about this beer club and trying to get them to lots of different pages. All the same, you know, all with the same style of copy. So the way that you want to re-engage customers is speak to them specifically about what they ordered from you last time and what they may have found they liked or didn't like with that order, and then speak to those needs specifically. Offer them a promotion or offer them offer them something new that they might like to add on to their beer club membership, or a gift membership that they found it was a successful gift for whoever they gave it to before. If they'd like to give it again, offer them a discount in order to be able to do that. But it doesn't speak to those people specifically. It just talks to people. Under first glance, if I just looked at this email, I would have thought it's going out to a mass email list that this company is renting to tell them about these services or about the beer clubs that they offer. It does not speak specifically to the customers that have purchased from them before.
So I totally agree. I mean, the first thing you're going to want to do is remind them that they have previous ordering history with them, because basically there's more trust and they feel more safe and secure continuing, or at least continuing to read the email if they know, hey, you know, I bought from them last time and I had a good experience, and you know, now they're emailing me and giving me, you know, maybe some special offer. So it would say something like, you know, dear Aaron Rosenthal, in December, you gifted 47 cases of beer to your friend Jimmy Ellis, and we wanted to give you a special offer for our domestic beer club, you know, 20% off on this membership, and a single call to action to your landing page. So something like that. And I would appreciate it. Thanks, Aaron, for the 47 cases of beer. I appreciate that. But
you guys, I got 2 minutes left before we need to switch to the next page. So hit the landing page. You're doing great, guys. I'm just trying to keep us moving.
Yeah, again, it comes to the landing page. I see the same thing when I come to the landing page, which is why choose our distinctive beer club. They've already chosen your distinctive beer club as a gift membership for the person that they had sent this to before. You've got their email. They've ordered from you before. They know who you are. Reconnect with that special offer that you're presenting to them in that email. It's a reconnecting email, and then it goes specifically to that offer page. You're trying to do too much on this offer page, and you've got other things going on too. You've got a very light-colored or white background for your primary body, but you've got this heavy color in your navigation, and you're drawing them away from the primary body copy with these things going on the right-hand side, your right-hand navigation. You're drawing them away from the primary message that they just clicked through or that you want them to see. You've got four different kinds of membership types, but you're not doing a great job of differentiating what you get with each of those different membership types. If you are going to offer multiple levels of service for those of you that offer service, or different beer clubs for those of you that offer beer clubs, you need to be very specific with what somebody gets when they start paying $8 more a month or $12 more a month or whatever the case may be here. Give them very specific, you know, for $12, for 30% more a month, you get twice as much beer. And then I understand what I'm getting out of upgrading my membership.
Yeah, a lot of times we actually don't like using multiple options or calls to actions or memberships or anything like that on a single page. But if we have to do it, a lot of times we'll use like a chart or a graph or something like that to differentiate them and make it very clear what you get and why you're paying the extra dollars. The other thing that we see that works well in lots of our tests is that if you emphasize one, maybe there's one out of these four options that you really want them to sign up to, or maybe it's, you know, the best offer, you make the most money, or it's the highest savings, whatever it is, make it very clear what that one is by using a graphic, highlighting it more. You know, if you use a chart or a graph, you know, highlight that column and actually emphasize one, and you will get typically more of your sales through the one that you emphasized if they're relatively similar in price like these. I mean, they're not that difference in price, 20, 28, and 32. But if you emphasize the $32 International Beer of the Month Club, use like an icon or graphic to really draw the customer's attention, a lot of times you're going to get more sales from that particular one.
When Jimmy says chart or graph, what he's referring to, for those of you that might not be familiar, is a comparison chart showing each one of these products on there, the price points, and what you get with the increased price point. If you're looking for an example of this type of thing, a lot of times the web hosting companies utilize this sort of things, and it can work well with them because they have multiple packages.
Yep.
All right.
Very good. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, we're going to move to the next one?
Yep.
Come on, Randy. Get with it.
I'm looking. I've already opted.
Come on, dog.
Go on to Job Search Digest. I keep clicking the next switch, and it's not there. I don't have my technology CTO to stand here and push the little button for me, so it's more difficult. If you haven't, for those in the audience, if you haven't seen my office, it's a whole wall, a bank full of monitors, and I'm standing in front of this big screen trying to get the button to work. All right, let's move on. I'm looking at Job Search Digest, submitted by David. The primary channel is organic search. This is the ideal process. This is a hedge fund professional looking for an analyst job. And so with that in mind, I want you to see the organic search page that is driving clicks, and then the paid search ad is underneath that. But the one you want to look for is the organic search. Take a look at that for a moment, and then I'm going to take you to the actual landing page. All right? So here's the actual landing page. It's truncated. If you look on the left, you'll see the long version. If you look on the right, the main screen, what you're seeing is the top part, and I'm going to take you one more slide, and you should be able to see the bottom half of the page and get a sense for what we're talking about here as we go forward. Now, Jimmy or Aaron, would you like to start on the organic page or on the core landing page design?
Let's take a look at the landing page. The problem with looking at the organic search, which is what they sent along to us, was we don't want to make a recommendation that may interfere with your SEO efforts or your natural search ranking. So let's focus on the landing page. Just for those of you in the audience, keep in mind that that customers are coming from the natural search listing.
Landing page is totally uninspiring to me. Someone says, but it's great for SEO. Way too much on the landing page, someone says. Focus on free, very small mention of it. Where is the search function, says Keith. Text is too long, says Ryan. Testimonials are blah, says Randall. No images, says Michael. Over promises, says Hannah. Reduce the copy, says Chris. And what's the unique value proposition, says Scott. Jimmy, Aaron, go ahead. Talk to us about this page.
Sure, I'll start with this page. So when I get here and just quickly scan the page, I see, you know, analyst jobs, which you're making a connection from your listing, but there is absolutely no value proposition. That's clear and easy to see. The headline is weighted evenly with the subheadlines all the way down the page, so nothing stands out. There's no bullet points that I can quickly scan. There's no instant connection that not only that you have job, but the reason why I would use you guys instead of any of the other job boards out there, and there's tons. So if you look at some of the components of the page, they have a sample of current hedge fund job analyst jobs. They have some listings, but in that left column, there is not a single call to action. There is nothing to do. They don't tell you how many jobs they have. There's no value communicated there. They're just talking about looking for hedge fund analyst jobs and a little bit more information. If you look at the top right, it says start receiving jobs now. That's the only call to action on the page. And if you look at some of the details, it says enter your email address and tell us where to send your free hedge fund job listing. So they'll send you free hedge fund job listings if you just pop in your email address, but you don't know that unless you read the fine print after going through the evenly weighted left-hand column that really provides no value or tells you why you should use them. So you would start with
a good
headline that says something like hedge fund analyst jobs. Get free access to over, you know, 24,126 hedge fund jobs in the U.S., whatever you want to, but something with value, something that mentions free because they're giving them away for free, and you take that call to action and you embed it in the left-hand side instead of over on the top right, right after they get through maybe a paragraph or two of the text. So, you know, first of all, they need a good headline. They need the 3 to 5 bullets to tell them why they should actually use them. They need the specific details like how many jobs they have. They need any kind of ratings or credibility that would say, hey, you know, this isn't just Hedge Fund Jobs Digest. Who I don't know of Hedge Fund Jobs Digest. So add some credibility. Then go into your call to action. And since it's a free thing, you don't need this much copy. I mean, you want to put a few samples, but this page is really long with samples, and you don't need it. So.
Yeah, it looks like this is a natural search page that you're using to copy, trying to appeal to use Googlebot and get people to come to your page. But you're getting people to come to your page, but you're not doing a great job of getting them to take an action once they're on your page. So you can do both. And part of the way you're going to do
both. You're breaking up, Aaron. Aaron, I'm hearing you break up. Others may not. I'm hearing you.
Okay.
You're breaking
up. Let me know if it continues. Part of the way that you're going to do both getting people to come to your site and also getting them to take an action, is by using the value proposition when they land on your site and using the call to action that you're currently hiding over on the right-hand side. You need to come up with a better headline. You need to come up with a better button. They're not subscribing. They're getting something for free. But embedding that call to action once, maybe twice, maybe even three times within that long copy page that you have that you're currently using for those SEO purposes.
I'd like to, in the future, do a case study for you. For those of you, if this is your first call, normally what's happening is, we do all the research in the lab, and then we, twice a month, we release our latest findings in our journal and on our clinics. We're doing research that constantly teaches us the balance between, organic search and paid optimization. And you'd think that Google's PageRank and other factors would cause for better pages, but really it doesn't. In their search for relevance, they often, which is so critical to their business model, they often promote a page that scores high, but it doesn't truly serve the site visitor well. And if you think it would be interesting, I'm just asking my audience to do some case studies where we show you how to balance for organic search along with high-quality landing pages and the challenges associated with that and what we've learned from our experiments. Would you just go ahead and take a moment and tell us that? It's a little bit more advanced, and obviously we try to pick these topics based on the sophistication of our audiences. But I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm. I think what I've heard here is good, and I'm just going to let Jimmy and Aaron continue, and I needed to interrupt at that point. One point that Stephanie said, though, I'll say, who came in our audience and made this comment, she said the button should say subscribe for free. And I think she's right. I think that wouldn't hurt at all. But it might not even need to say subscribe. It might say, send my free listing, something like that, so that it actually, that's a much stronger than even using the word subscribe. I'm holding back here and allowing these guys to continue. So let me just stop. And Jimmy, Aaron, go ahead, gentlemen.
No, I mean, I think you got the last piece of it, which is fixing that call to action box and referencing that it's free. So, start or tell us where to send your free hedge fund analyst jobs email address, and the button says something like send my free jobs, send my free listings. Something that references what you get instead of what you receive. Besides that, I don't have anything else to add to this page.
Sure. The one thing that I would add, though, Jimmy, is that right now this is back onto appealing to Googlebot or the search engine spiders and not necessarily your customers. Your page reads very analytically, meaning the content, the headlines, nothing is weighted more heavily, or very little is weighted more heavily than the previous sentence. You want to guide a user down the page and then into the subscribe form. So the way you're going to start doing that is have a primary headline that really speaks to them, subheadline, a little bit of copy, maybe break up some of this long copy page with some additional bullets that break it up. Not long bullets like you have very far down the page, but just bullet points that help break up this long read or this long copy that you have here, and then drive a visitor's attention or drive a visitor's eyes into the free job listing form.
Very good. Excellent. I'm going to move us on to the next study. And so this is Shadow Lakes Ranch. It's submitted by Julie. The primary channel is email. We're going to be looking at their email and their landing page. The ideal prospect is male, female, 45 to 65 years old, interested in acreage community for primary residence. So here we have an email that would come into someone's inbox, and then we have our landing page. And that's the landing page that is designed to connect with the email, and you can see them side by side right here. It'll take just a moment, and you'll get a chance to see them. While that's happening, please give me your critiques. We're watching and reading your thoughts. Where can I run and hide, says Scott. Looks like 1999, said, come on, everything is out of order, says Chase. Looks like a farm, not a community, says Skip. Phone and internet compete, says Stuart. Call to action on landing page, not an email, says Don. Where's the logo on the landing page? What happens if I click on click? Interesting. So these are some of the comments coming in. I have both pages up now. I'm going to go back a few clicks here to the actual email. Do you want to start there, gentlemen? Or would you like to just work on these two side by side?
I think you can leave them side by side, at least for the first point.
Okay.
This is a really great example of trying to do too much in the email and not enough on the landing page. And what you're doing is you are trying to really pre-qualify people who get to your landing page with the email. It's difficult to find the call to action on the email. You've got all the terms and conditions of this offer on the email, or at least what I can see. When they get to the landing page, then you're doing very little to support this offer, but you're asking for their personal information. So a totally radically different approach, and often the approach that we like to take here, is just give them a minimum amount of information to get them from the email onto the landing page. And the reason for that is you can always do a better job of selling on a landing page because you're not constrained by all the different email formatting that you have to deal with email providers and list providers and whoever you're sending it out with on the landing page. So look at an email strategy that presents just the minimum amount of information, clear call to action, get them to the landing page, and then hit them with the offer and how they can take part.
Excellent. Excellent. Keep going, gentlemen.
So I'm looking at the actual email. And in terms of email, I totally agree with Aaron. It needs to be short and sweet. But if I were to get this email, I would say, okay, where do I click? They have these three blue boxes.
Exactly.
Do they look like buttons or links? They don't. It says click, call, 888 Ranch, whatever, and then tour. And if you actually had this, because we had the actual, you know, links to the email, the one in the middle, the call, isn't clickable, but tour and click is. It's just like, it was the weirdest thing. We didn't really know what to do once we got the email. Once again, the landing page, they try to do so much selling up front. The landing page, to me, the disconnect. I mean, look at the look and feel between the email and the landing page. They're totally different. Now, they have the same image of the horses and stuff, but the background is red. All the text and the fonts are totally different. And the email says Shadow Lake Ranch ranches from 99,900. When you go to the landing page, it says nothing about Shadow Lake ranches. There's no Shadow Lake logo. There's no Shadow Lake information, except for talks about an opportunity of a lifetime. Once you get down to that red box or that little text to the right, it talks about, I don't think it says Shadow Lake Ranch, but it talks about ranches for sale near Dallas.
It talks about the $25,000 that's also in the email, and that's what connects the two. But without seeing that, you just don't get any of the primary information that a user originally saw on the email. The Shadow Lakes, Shadow Lake Ranches from $99,000, the grand opening weekend of February 21st to 22nd. It looks as though you've got a standard landing page and you've put all your emphasis into building out a new email campaign that is very specific to your new offer, and you're sending them to that standard landing page. There's very low relevance between your landing page and your email. Besides the image itself that helps connect them, there's very little relevance there.
Let me suggest this. Time is running out, and if you're in the audience, we're going to have you vote now in just a moment for a series of these landing pages. We're going to be preparing you to announce winners there. We're also going to be telling you how to go to our blog and comment on five more landing pages on your own. We're also going to be rewarding someone in the audience. That's coming up. One point I want to make that has nothing to do with my slides today or is not connected with them, but which I think is worth pointing out. I'm just looking to see if I have any slides about it. I don't think I do. Much of the research that we use to build things like the conversion sequence, which you see is the heuristic at the top of the page and we analyze with it, is developed from research partnerships we form in the private sector with companies big and small that help us to capture realistic scenarios to run experiments in. We pick them typically a group and a quarter, and we have many more applications than we typically are able to work with, but we select some good ones, and we do a lot of interesting things together. If you're interested in being a research partner, go to the marketingexperiments.com homepage and click on the link where it talks about call for research partners, and that will give you a way to, or email us, or even contact us right now using the chat feature that you have. As long as we have an email address to contact you back, we'll follow up with that and see if there's a way that we can help you. I've said that because I want to shift gears now and begin to vote. I want to see if there's anything you guys want to wrap up before we actually vote for the top page and then kind of do some other things here in the last few moments we have on the phone. These last 7 or 8 minutes are the most important. Jimmy, Aaron, any more thoughts on these two pages?
Yeah, I would say one more thing, and that's it looks like there's a short form at the bottom of the page and then a submit button. I don't know if you're collecting information on the second step of the process, but do your sales team a favor and start to pre-qualify people as soon as you collect the minimum amount of information, which I'm assuming you're doing on this first step. Ask additional follow-up questions on the next step beyond this page and help your sales team to qualify the leads that are coming in. They're still going to follow up with everybody. It's still a valuable lead. But if they fill out the second page, or if they answer it in a certain sequence, then sales knows that they've got a hot lead and they're going to follow up with them right away.
Excellent. All right. Well, let me do this then. I want to help you now. I hope that you've gathered information you can apply. And I want to point out here are all the pages. We did not pick weak pages, and some of these are big companies. Some of you say, I'd like to see a really bad page or a really good page. The problem is the net is full of pages that can be improved. And none of these are obviously horrible pages. But I can tell you that all of them are really deficient. And that's good news. That's good news for every merchant that submitted them because it means there's an opportunity for a significant gain. And in this economy, it can actually transform a business. When your landing pages start doubling the amount of money you make off the same marketing spend, it changes all the metrics. We're going to take one of these pages, and we're going to give that winner a pretty sophisticated package where they'll get a landing page assessment. This involves our guys involved, talking to them, doing all kinds of things. It's a pretty significant value, and it'll have a huge impact on the page. It'll be much more in-depth. And to award that, we're going to ask you to vote in a moment. So look at these five. Pick the one that you think is your favorite to start with, at least. If I were you, when I say favorite, I'd pick the landing page that has the most potential. But I'll let you select the landing page that you think has the most potential. And then while that's going on, and we're going to give them this package, and it really is a $5,000 package, and we're going to give it to them, and hopefully that will help them. And then the second thing is there are runners-up in today's clinic, and the four runners-up that out of these five will get to choose between passes to the landing page optimization workshop in Miami that we're doing on March 15th, which is going to be very good, and then or a marketing experiments online certification course, so they can choose one or the other. And then plus, those of you that submitted pages and we didn't get to them, we're going to post five of those pages on the Marketing Experiments blog, and we're going to let our audience evaluate that those pages. So you're going to hear from hundreds of quality marketers, and then our own scientists will get on there and work with you and make comments regarding those pages. Final thing is five of you who are participating today and give us the greatest insights and best level of participation, we're going to actually send you out the PDF edition of the Marketing Experiments Compendium. Now, if you know anything about that, that book sold for $397 or $497. I don't know what the price was. It's a book with a 12 months worth of experiments, all in a detailed blueprint with a compendium. It's a serious, it's a serious offering, and we'll give it to you free. You'll be notified by email on Monday. It's time to vote. I have five pages in front of you. I'm asking my tech team to come up, and we're going to run this. So you're going to vote for your favorite page or the one you think has the most potential. And let's see how you vote. All right, so we've opened the poll. And as the poll opens up, you can select the page. We're watching the votes come in. Keep them coming. I need a good, to be fair to everyone involved, I need full participation from the audience. Please, everyone, vote. You're doing good. Keep going. All right. We're watching them come in. I'm looking for statistical validity. Keep your votes coming. One page is definitely winning right now. I can't tell you which one it is, but it's got 37% of the vote, 38% of the vote. Interesting how you're selecting. All right, we're going to close the poll, and we're going to give you the winner. So, John, I'll let you do it. We're going to show you the winner right now. This is the group that will receive the optimization package, and the winner is the Beer of the Month Club.
That's perfect.
Jimmy, are you sure you didn't rig that? Congratulations to that group. We're going to work with you. In the meantime, I want to, and you'll be contacted afterwards with all the details and instructions. I'd like to take the last few moments to get you to talk to us. Tell us if you found this helpful. This is new, what we did today, and I don't know if the format was good for you, and your valuable feedback will help us get the next one right. Remember, we're doing a special one on B2B, and if you're not in the B2B space, tell a friend. That's coming up in, I think, 2 weeks, and I'm not sure of the dates, but you'll be notified. Hunter, if you're on the line and you want to give us the dates, go ahead. Also, don't forget to visit the Marketing Experiments blog and comment on those pages that have been submitted by contestants. In case you haven't figured it out, why is a science group running a contest? We're really not trying to be trendy or come up with a promotion. We're trying to build interactivity among the whole marketing community so that we can all learn from each other's comments and thoughts. That's the goal. And when you show up and when you interact with us, when we help each other, it makes a difference. And that's what's underneath all that we're doing together as we keep working here at Marketing Experiments to discover what really works. And that's our goal. We want to understand the best possible way to optimize the sales and marketing process. So thank you for attending today. Thank you for your feedback. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more for you.